This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I said it yesterday, and I mean it, with the New York Jets, and they're... I am, for whatever it is, at least I'm consistent, right? I'm big on the quarterback. If you're at the top of the draft, you don't have a quarterback, and I heard Evan talk about this too, I think Justin Fields is a really good quarterback to have while you draft the young quarterback and literally have a competition. And whoever wins it, if someone wins it and you feel good about it, either way, you're a winner. Like, that's how I view it. If I find my quarterback, if the competition helped cause it, or... like, if they draft a quarterback number 7, which, again, I would if Shedeur Sanders falls, it's going to be tough to pass up on that. The second-best quarterback in the draft for a team that doesn't have a future quarterback. I know they gave him 2 years and, you know, $20 million a year, but, like, Justin Fields is not a guarantee. Justin Fields, again, wasn't very good last year. Justin Fields was benched in favor of Russell Wilson and they didn't go back to him even though they faltered down the stretch of the season. Like, I would think... that if Shedeur Sanders falls, and I think there is a chance he'll fall to 7 now, I think the Jets would have to be all over it. Now, I understand why you want to draft Tyler Warren. He is an excellent tight end prospect. We saw him play in the 4-team tournament. He was the big tournament this year. He played extremely well. He's tough. He's physical. He would really help the dynamic of this offense, give a running quarterback kind of like a nice little blanket, a little outlet. We've seen now the emergence of Bowers and what he was able to do at the tight end position, and tight ends are becoming more and more prevalent inside the game every single year in the passing attack. He could block. Like, he would be a fine pick, and I think the Jets could go a bunch of different ways. They can go wide receiver. They can go D-tack. Like, they have enough room in every position to get whoever they deem to be the best player. And right now, I think they probably want to go safe at that pick. Muji, the first-year GM, the coach, talking about culture. And Tyler Warren is a tough son of a gun. I mean, he's kind of a lunch pail guy that you can build and bring into the culture that the Jets are trying to build real easy. I still think bold is the way to go. I want to be bold. I want to see if I can find my quarterback. I think if you draft Shedeur Sanders, if he falls to you at 7, and you put him in the quarterback room and have a legitimate competition. And you heard Fields yesterday talk about the idea of drafting a young quarterback. I'm sure he's not thrilled about it, but it is what it is. And competition might get the best out of it. And he lost the competition to Russell Wilson. Maybe he won't want to lose two competitions in a row. And if Fields becomes the answer to that question, great. And if I feel like I've got my quarterback and maybe even the first-round pick had an impact on that, I'll live with the idea that and then I'll trade Shedeur or whatever and get a second-round pick, but I would still be all about it. But I have a question here for the New York Jet fan. A young GM, right, who doesn't want to make a mistake with this 7th overall pick. Now, and a team that does have young, talented players that they believe that they can transition to a winner right now. Like, I would wonder, and not just the Giants, but I'm going to specifically say we could see a Giants-Jets trade here. But would you be willing to, as a Jet fan, if Shedeur Sanders falls to 7, be open to calls to trade back? Like, that's the only thing. If Shedeur Sanders is gone, I don't know if anyone's going to trade up to get a quarterback, but if you have a quarterback, and we know the value of quarterbacks in this draft, and even though he's fallen, right, that means really only the Giants have passed on him, and the Browns. Browns and Giants pass on him. After that, it's kind of an open road until you get to the Jets at 7 and clearly the Saints at 9. As, you know, if you could get an enormous haul and start your GM career making a trade for a perceived quarterback that many people don't believe in, and a top-heavy draft where really there's a handful of great players, but you get to 7 and there is a little bit of a dip for me after the top, you know, 5 picks. As good as Warren is, and maybe Warren's not even there. I think he probably will be, but maybe Warren's not there. Would you be willing to make the trade back, acquire a bunch of assets next year, a bunch of first-round picks, get into the draft, not have to make a decision, punt that first decision with the 7th overall pick, acquire a bunch of picks, start building something with this new head coach, a young rookie GM, not be forced to take a pick at 7, acquire a bunch of picks moving forward, get your feet wet in this draft, make what everyone's going to deem to be a smart pick, because a smart trade, because you're going to have to way overpay. You might be able to get 2 first-round picks for Shedeur Sanders, depending on how far, like for the Giants, to get back to the to take the 32nd pick or 34th pick in this draft, the second pick in the second round, you might be willing to, you might be able to get two first round picks. Like if you make a big blockbuster deal, like that's what I was thinking about. What would happen if Shedeur Sanders fell? And yesterday I said I would have a tough time not taking him, and I would. I would have a tough time not taking the quarterback there at 7 if he falls to me. But I also was thinking about what could you get if someone wants to jump up into that 7th pick to take the quarterback. Trading down for the Jets, as much as I think they need to win, it's not like that. Like the Giants, I don't want to trade back at 3. I want the quarterback, right? I've made that clear. But trading back means, you know, at 3, passing up on either Hunter or Carter. Like, I understand, I disagree with it, but I understand not wanting to take Shedeur. Let's just take that. Let's take everything we're hearing is true. The Giants don't want to take Shedeur. But they're drafting 3rd. I don't want to trade back because I think, and most people think, there are 2 players there, one of which would be guaranteed to them because we're all assuming that Cam Ward is going 1 to Tennessee. If you're sitting there at 3 and you have an opportunity to take one of these 2 players that are perceived generational, like top Pro Bowl talent, all pro talent, you know, players there, an excellent edge rusher, an excellent shutdown corner with the ability to play offense as well. Like, I don't want to pass on one of those 2 players. Once you get past there and you're going 7th, right, I'm open from that point to moving back. And for a quarterback that's falling, Shedeur Sanders, who's the 2nd best quarterback in this draft, maybe. Now, you only do it if you can get the big package. Don't get me wrong. I'm not doing it for nothing. But if someone comes calling and offering, like, Shedeur Sanders in so many ways is the key to this draft. And I think the Jets could benefit from Shedeur falling. Either they get their quarterback of the future, have a legitimate competition with a 26-year-old Justin Fields, and if he wins the job, great. Again, if I come out of this, I don't care. If I come out of it finding I have a franchise quarterback, I don't care what else they do. They have made an enormous leap. So you could either draft Shedeur and have a legitimate future quarterback if Justin Fields flames out, or you find your answer quarterback one way or the other. Or if Shedeur Sanders falls and everyone wants to jump up in front of the Saints, or even just, you know, the Jets could move back to 9. If the Saints want to move up to take Shedeur. But I think specifically the New York Giants and other teams who'd be interested in the quarterback, like 9 is the line of demarcation because I don't think they're going past the Saints. Would you be willing to move up and trade with the Jets? And if the Jets, again, ease into your first draft. You're talking about culture. You're talking about roster. You're talking about competition. Like, you got a bunch of things here where you could talk about the future of this franchise. Your first move is to make a blockbuster trade that you acquire a ton of first round, that you could get first round picks. You can get a bunch for this. You avoid drafting the quarterback and making that decision. You avoid being wrong with your first pick. That would be a high pressure pick.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You make what many would deem to be a very smart move, acquire a bunch of picks, and go about building this team through the draft, as you're probably going to have to say goodbye to a couple of these high-priced, guys you have on your team right now, in Breece Hall, who there's already some thoughts that they're not thrilled with him. Obviously, Wilson and Sauce Gardner. Like, you can get a lot of picks for that seventh if Shador falls. And I wonder if the New York Giants would be interested in moving up, because then you're talking about, listen, think if we come away with that draft from a New York perspective. Think if the draft is the New York Giants take one of the two best players in the draft, and then the New York Giants move up to seven and give up a bunch of, like, probably, I mean, you're talking about having to give up to move from where they are in the second round. You have to swap picks with them. You probably have to give them, you know, at least a 1 and a 2 next year, and then possibly a 2 and a 3 the year after that. You're going to acquire a bunch of prime picks for the New York Jets, and the New York Giants come away with their future quarterback and possibly the best player in the entire draft. And the Jets and this young GM avoid making a critical mistake. They'll get a huge package for a quarterback. They'll have more picks this year and next year, and they'll ease into this building process. Because I like Tyler Warren. I have no idea what he's going to be. I don't think he's as big a tight end prospect as Bowers was last year. I don't think there's anyone at seven that you cannot pass up on. To me, there's two players in this draft that you can't pass up on, and they're not going to be there at seven. And if Shador falls, I think if Shador Sanders makes it past the New York Giants, if I'm the Jets, I'm on the phone. I'm either seriously consider taking him, or I'm on the phone and seeing what anybody will give me to move up and get their quarterback. I like that better than taking the tight end. I do. The Giants, I'm not interested in trading back. I want the quarterback, even if they don't like Sanders. You're talking about top of the talent pool. You're talking about guys you're expecting to be Pro Bowlers and All-Pro. I don't know if that's there at seven. There are obviously talented guys, don't get me wrong. There is going to be a Pro Bowl level player there. It's the matter of guessing the right one. There's no doubt there's going to be an All-Pro, Pro Bowl caliber player available to them at seven. It's the matter of getting it right. I don't think it's a slam dunk. It's not available to us right now. We don't know how it's going to play out. I think those two players are perceived locks for that type of talent. At seven, you got to guess the right one. And instead of making that guess and being wrong with your first pick as the Jet GM, you punt that decision and get a bunch of picks moving forward with this team in this building process. Because let's be honest, when you sign, I don't care what anybody says. I know it's football decisions. They want to win now and everything like that. They chose not to bring back the Hall of Fame quarterback. They went with Justin Fields, who was benched for Russell Wilson. Like, the idea that it's about winning now with the Jets, I don't know if it is. I wish it would be. And I do think they have a talent enough to be a capable team and better than they were last year. But if this coach is a culture builder, and they don't need that top pick to turn around their fortunes. They have the roster right now to be a far better team. And they're not going to be able to pay all these guys. They've already lost Reed. You're going to lose some of these guys. Obviously, the draft process is going to be very important for them. You're going to want to build through the draft. The ability of them to get multiple picks over the next couple of years, if Shador Sanders falls, really makes a lot of sense to me. I was thinking about it today. Yesterday I was on, if Shador Sanders falls, you have to take him. Today it's either that, or depending on how many people would be willing to move up to seven to take him, you might want to establish the future of this franchise over the next couple of years. Because maybe no one's jumping out to draft him third. Maybe nobody's looking at him at the top of the draft, but if you can get him for seven, maybe someone will be willing to give you something.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.